You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. As I said last week, I've just had another of those big boxes of records from my pal in America. They've been getting fewer and further between arrivals, though, because the records are getting harder and harder to find. But when you hear what I'm going to play tonight, I think you'll agree they're worth the wait. Well, the first one I played due years ago, 4 or 5 years, I'd say, but I cracked that copy, unfortunately. I bore the loss very nobly, and I sent out an SOS for another. At last it's come, and here it is. Fred Hammond's orchestra in Chicago in 1925, Sugarfoot Stomp. I love the frightfully well-mannered way the band shout the break in the last chorus, don't you? Trumpeter Fred Hamm and his orchestra with Joe Harris on trombone, Sugarfoot Stomp. I'm playing these more or less in the order of recording, it seems as good a way as any, and the next is another stomp, made in Los Angeles in 1925, Everybody Stomp. It's an Elmer Schoeble number, and it's played by Lada's Louisiana Five, nothing like the old Louisiana Five with Alcide Nunez on clarinet, though. Thank you. Anton Lada's Louisiana 5 in Los Angeles in 1925, Everybody Stomp. In a moment, we'll move forward a couple of years.
One man left a gift to the human heart and proved that a single dream is more powerful than a thousand realities. His name is J.R.R. Tolkien. His dream, his masterwork, The Lord of the Rings. And now United Artists and Fantasy Films bring this colossal epic to life in a motion picture fantasy beyond imagination. The Lord of the Rings.
Certificate A. At selected cinemas all over London now. And still in the West End.
Highway to Paris from Heathrow with Air France. £44.50 return, Air France back home. Saving francs along the way to spend when you arrive. Air France vacances can take you where there's haute couture, good food and wine. So fly away to Paris from Heathrow with Air France. £44.50 return, Air France vacances.
Air France vacances. Heathrow, Paris, only £44.50 return. For full details and conditions, see your travel agent or ring 01491 3071. That's 01491 3071.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, the next one is from a 1927 date by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders. Not noted as a rule for anything much in the jazz line, but this one's quite an exception. You wouldn't think so to read the title, though. I'm afraid you sing that song to somebody else.
Thank you.
Tony Hemp's Kentucky Serenaders. I'm afraid you sing that song to somebody else. No vocal, you noticed. That's odd for a 1927 record of a popular dance number. Oh, well, the next one is all vocal, made the same year, in Savannah, Georgia, by Lester Pratt of the Jacksonville Harmony Trio, it says here. His accompanist, who is well worth studying behind the rather maudlin vocal, is our old friend Sugar Underwood. The song is I Wonder.
Please listen closely, honey. I have something very important to say to you. Makes no difference where I go or what I do. On the street, at my work or play, my thoughts will cling to you. Asleep at night and through the livelong day, your image stays with me. You have the power, if you wish to try, to send me to the depths or to raise me up on high. Before I met you, I'd never felt this way. But now that I love you, I shall always continue to say.
Sung by Lester Pratt with piano by the superb Sugar Underwood. In Chicago, a few months later than that, a girl who also sang with the Harmony Trio, calling itself Winkin', Blinkin' and Nod, made a solo record under her own name. She's Greta Woodson. Although I don't know which of the three she was, I rather like her voice. The song is I'll Think of You, composed by Gus Kahn, bandleader Abe Lyman, and John Schonberger, who also wrote Whispering. No jazz here, of course, but rather nice melody stuff.
Away, dear, from me.
Greta Woodson, I'll think of you. You see, my buddy over there doesn't really know much about jazz, so having given him some outlines on what to pick up for me, he comes up with some very non-jazz things. But when they're as pleasant as Greta Woodson, I'm not complaining. He knows to pick up Annette Henshaw, of course, and One in the Box had a vocal by her, but I'm not playing that side. Scratches and all, for which I do apologise, here's the B side. I Just Roll Along, Having My Ups and Downs, played by Willard Robeson and his orchestra, with Frank Bessinger singing. Note the short bit of solo trombone towards the end. There on that 1928 record of I Just Roll Along by Willard Robeson and his orchestra is the first recorded solo by Jack Teagarden. They do say Frank Trumbauer was in the band on that one, but I'm not sure. Anyway, more of these latest arrivals from America in just a moment.
Come to Atlas. There goes Atlas Temp again, fearlessly winging her way from job to job. She knows Atlas always pay what they print. She knows they have lots and lots of jobs for typists, shorthands, audios, and machine ops. She knows she can fly to any one of 30 branches all over London. Why don't you tune into Atlas? Go into a telephone booth, phone 01-636-4000, and change your life.
Come to Atlas, the star bureau for you.
Yeah.
Atlas is the place for Kent. The new Peter's father, the new Peter's father, the new Peter's father, the new Peter's father.
It's all.
Oh, my God.
built by robots.
Again from Mardi Gras. And talking of hot trombones, how about this one that sailed in merrily? The Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, My Melancholy Baby, with Tommy on trombone, of course, and bass sax by, of course, Adrian Rollini. Melancholy Baby by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, with Tommy on trombone and trumpet, by the way. And here's one that Frank Trumbauer really is on, although there's nothing on the label to tell you so. It's by the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, and the title is Alabama Snow. In fact, it's most of Paul Whiteman's orchestra at the time, May 1929, without Bix, with Andy Sechrest on cornet, and all the hot men. Listen. Thank you. Alabama snow ought to melt smartly in that, I'd say. Frank Trumbauer and most of Paul Whiteman's orchestra under the name of the Mason-Dixon Orchestra. And we'll leap forward to 1933 in just a moment.
Give me your answer. What is your answer to heart? Give me your answer. What is the answer you've got? Give me your answer. That cool, sparkling answer you've got. Yeah.
Love. Seven Up has got the answer to heart.
Give me your answer.
What can lie beyond the Poseidon Adventure? What awful secrets lurk in the hull of a capsized superliner, a split second away from doom? Now dare to venture inside with Michael Caine, Sally Field, Telly Savalas, Jack Warden, and Carl Malden for the most terrifying moments of their lives and yours. See Beyond the Poseidon Adventure in the West End and all over London now. Certificate A.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, now, as promised, we're leaping forward 4 years to 1933 and a session with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, on which we find the same sonorous bass sax as we had on that Dorsey Brothers record just now. The vocalist is given label credit in tiny little print. It says, Vocal Refrain by Fred Astaire. The tune is My Temptation, which is the same melody as Mona Lisa. Fred Astaire is the incidental vocalist with Leo Reisman's orchestra, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and probably one of the pianists in that short bit. The next vocalist, on the other hand, gets top billing in letters as big as the title type, Al Bowley, with orchestra arranged and directed by Ray Noble, with Glenn Miller and Bud Freeman and all sorts of people. Basin Street Blues.
We'll take the boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans, with the band there to meet us, all friends to greet us. Where all the black and white folks meet, oh, this is Basin Street.
Basin Street Blues in 1935. There was a Bob Crosby record in the box too. One side has him singing, but we've had some singers, so let's hear the non-vocal side, shall we? It's Joe Sullivan's Gin Mill Blues with Bob Zirke at the piano.
Thank you.
Crosby and his orchestra with piano by Bob Zirke, Gin Mill Blues. Well, I've still got some more from my American parcel, so stay tuned.
Jeep, Jeep! Hello, Norman D. Seagull here. Jeep, Jeep! I'm aboard one of P&O Normandy Ferry's 8 daily departures from Dover to Boulogne to see if it really is the cheapest way to get your car to France. Excuse me? What do you think of P&O Normandy Ferry's cross-channel services?
I haven't found a...
Jeep, Jeep!
Cheaper way to take the car to France. The service is impeccable and their Southampton-Le Havre route is just as...
Jeep, Jeep!
Cheap?
You see, on P&O Normandy Ferry's, everyone goes Jeep.
Funny, I didn't think seagulls went cheap. I thought they went...
Hark!
I'm trying to find out which tonic tastes the most refreshing on its own with just ice and lemon. So we're going to ask the tonic waters themselves. Let's start with this one. What's it called? Brown's Siamese tonic. Tell me, Brown's, which tonic water do you think tastes the most refreshing on its own? Seems to have fallen asleep. Hang on, I'll give it a shake. Well, no doubt about that. It's clearly recommending... you know who... Now let's try this one. Starks tonic. What do you recommend, Starks? Yes, it's recommending you know who as well. Not very enthusiastically, I grant you, but at least it has the good grace to answer. Finally, let's ask you know who itself. Come along, Schweppes. Which tonic do you recommend? Pretty keen on yourself. I see. Well, there it is. If you want to drink tonic on its own, all tonic waters personally recommend straight Schweppes, but none louder than Schweppes itself.
Cocky little devil.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, the next one in my box is one I already have, but I'm not refusing it. Not when it's Dick Robertson and his orchestra with Bobby Hackett on cornet in Roses in December.
The stars from the blue, or would you like the moon upon a platter? It doesn't matter. What can I do for you? If you'd like the spring in the fall, it would be no trouble at all. Give me your love and I can make the most impossible things come true. Blue shadows never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you.
Roses in December by Dick Robertson and his orchestra with cornetist Bobby Hackett in 1937. Next in line is a 1938 record by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Edith Wright. And that suits me, and I hope you'll like it too. It's a little-known Rodgers and Hart number from a film called Fools for Scandal, and the title is There's a Boy in Harlem. Thank you.
But his tunes get about. He pounds them out when the lights are dim. Though his clothes are sloppy, the boy has earned a good pile. All the writers copy this person in the woodpile. Oh, he lives for pleasure. He's in no one's employ. And Harlem lives for her Harlem boy.
Dorsey and his orchestra with Edith Wright, There's a Boy in Harlem. Well, this one is a little out of line chronologically, as it was made in 1929, but it fits here. It's Moonlight Blues by Paul Howard and his Quality Serenaders, and the novelty effects mentioned on the label are Lionel Hampton, age 19, scat singing. Serenaders in Culver City, California in 1929, Moonlight Blues, with scat singing by Lionel Hampton and some very nice trumpet by George Orendorf. Well, I've been saving the rarest till last, partly because the title's appropriate. That's all. It's nothing to do with Annette Hanshaw, though. It's an organ solo composed and played by Thomas Waller in 1929. It wasn't issued until 1931, though, during the worst of the Depression, so it sold very badly. And wouldn't you know, it had to be on the receiving end of some idiot's butterfingers, and there's a piece missing from the rim that takes out about half a dozen grooves or so. But I've marked it, so we'll play it from the mark. We don't lose much, just a bit of the introduction, that's all. Waller at the organ, that's all. Well, not a bad little bunch, was it? I think the lad's got the right idea. Well, that is all, I'm sorry to say, for this week, but there's still our late show, so don't forget that. And don't forget to join me next week either, because I'll be playing another collection of musicians doing their own thing, playing their own compositions. I don't think I've played any of them before, or not many anyway, so let's listen and find out how some of these numbers were intended to sound by their composers. Till then, this is Brian Rust wishing you all good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. This is Capital.